For Arizona Public Media, I'm Mark McLemore, and this is Arizona Spotlight. Tucson artist and musician Jim Colby says he feels all sounds are inherently also music. Colby was the recipient of a 2017 Artist Research and Development Grant from the Arizona Commission on the Arts. In this story, produced by Andrew Brown, we'll hear how an installation that resulted from that grant helps to prove Colby's theory.
My name is Jim Colby. We are in Exploded View Gallery, my sound installation called Saxorcism. We're in a golden cube surrounded by streamers that has two glowing balloons in it, and one is red and one is blue, and then there's these sounds coming at us from all four corners of the cube. Every sound you hear is actually a saxophone sound. It's like a highly modulated saxophone, like a couple saxophones playing together, or just one saxophone sound. It's all sounds I recorded from saxophones. If you change the position of the balloons, it changes different parameters. There's a camera that tracks the position hanging from the ceiling, and it goes into a program called MaxMSP that changes visual information into numbers or sonic information.
I was just walking by and I heard some sounds. My name is Anna. I'm from Russia and I'm an art student. I like the light effects. Yeah. And it's a very, very strange sensation. It's like in between nightclub and something really intimate. Yeah, I like it.
Saw that there was the sandwich board sign sitting outside, so I just walked in. Hi, I'm Simon Peter Miller. It's like gold tinsel, kind of reminiscent of something from like a middle school or high school dance in the 90s with really, you know, cool looking glowing balloons. Like one's blue, one's red, and it's cool. It's almost like, do you take the red pill or the blue pill? I'll take the red pill.
Yeah, so there's a couple different scenes. This is like the rhythmic one, and the X and the Y position of the balloon usually change different characteristics, and in this one, it's changing the pitch of the different sounds. Let me move this one. And then also depending, it changes the complexity of the rhythm, like how many times the beat is hitting. This is like the party one. Now we're in a rave. It's pretty cool. It's like, oh, wait for the drop. Oh, there we go. Yeah. The beat comes back. I don't know. The saxophone's also inherently funny. It is just an instrument that I have played since I was very young and I have a kind of torrid relationship with. I was more into playing the Star Wars theme song at that time, but I think some of my favorite saxophone players are Ornette Coleman, Eric Dolphy, but I was never as good as them, so this is kind of my way of being good at the saxophone and something else I'm good at, which is maybe using this program. But I'm going to make a record called Saxorcism under my producer alias, Rough Idol. But the next thing I'm probably going to do is I have a cumbia band called Vox Urbana I play in, and we're going to put out a record pretty soon. And we're going to play at a place called Cannes Deli on June 1st. So that's the next time you can catch me actually play music. I will play the saxophone at that show.
Andrew Brown also took photographs of the Saxorcism installation. You can find them on the Arizona Spotlight page at azpm.org. Thank you for listening to Arizona Spotlight. You can find our podcasts on iTunes and through the phone app NPR One. This show originates from the AZPM radio studios. The music is by Calexico. The production engineer is Jim Blackwood. Our executive producer is Peter Michaels. I'm producer and host Mark McLemore.
Arizona Public Media's original programming is made possible in part by the Community Service Grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.